welcome to the Shannon Roberts podcast. I am your hostess, Shannon Roberts. You may have noticed that I have not been releasing podcast episodes for the My Voice, His Story series. I am taking a bit of a pause, allowing God to really minister to my heart on how He would like me to move forward in bringing all of these pieces together. I do want to share with you a word today, however, that God placed on my heart a couple days ago. I have been doing a personal study on the glory of God and just really allowing Him to open up to me and help me understand and reveal to me what the glory of God is, what it looks like, what it's all about. And I am truly just scratching the surface, but I want to share this message with you. I believe that it is timely and it will encourage you today. So as you listen today, I pray that the Lord, through His Holy Spirit, will minister to your heart and share with you how and why He has positioned you where He has in order for you to overcome, not only for yourself, but for others, and to maybe see enemies around you differently. And I also pray that Holy Spirit will help you to see that all glory and honor truly does go to the Lord. Yes, He will reward us by allowing His glory to rest upon us, to go before us. But today I pray that Holy Spirit speaks to your heart on what that looks like to rest in the glory of the Lord and how to get there. The Lord has had me in Micah for quite some time. I had a word spoken over me, shared with me, that the Lord has upon me a breaker anointing. I had never heard of that. This individual who I trust declared that I have this breaker anointing because of the ministry work I had been doing at our local homeless shelter and just how God was going out, assessing the situation, and then sharing with me what was going on. I would sometimes physically feel what was going on and sense and know. So week after week, I would go into this space ministry exactly what was on God's heart for the women there. And He was breaking things in the name of Jesus Christ. He was pushing out darkness, sometimes physically. And so this individual identified this anointing over my life that I didn't even know about. I was completely unaware. And so I read this book called The Breaker Anointing, and it focuses on Micah 2:13, where it says, "The one who breaks open the way will go up before them. They will break through the gate and go out. Their king will pass through before them, the Lord at their head." So this is speaking of how the Lord goes out into these situations before us, which is exactly what He was doing in the local homeless shelter with the women I was ministering with. And He's continued to do that. And He's actually been doing that before. I just had no gauge for what it was. I wasn't aware of this scripture. So it's just opened up so much to me. The Lord has then continued to minister to me through Micah, the book of Micah. And last week I was sitting down and I was reading through all the chapters in Micah, which is an Old Testament minor prophet, I believe. And it's Old Testament for sure. Minor, I'm not so sure. But I was reading in chapter 4, and it says, starting at verse 11, "Now many nations have gathered against you. Let her be desecrated, they say. Let us see the destruction of Jerusalem. They do not know the Lord's thoughts or understand His plan. These nations don't know that He is gathering them together to be beaten and trampled like sheaves of grain on a threshing floor." Now I'm going to pause there for a moment. It can oftentimes feel like the enemy is pressing in on every side and we feel completely surrounded. We can choose to stand, and I'll get to this in a moment. We can choose to stand or rise up, or we can find ourselves in fetal position on the floor saying, "Why, Lord? Why do you let these things happen to me? Why does this have to happen? Don't you love me? Am I not doing something right? Am I doing something wrong? Am I not worthy? Am I the only one who's ever found myself in that position?" But the very next scripture, verse 13, says from the New Living Translation, "Rise up and crush the nations, O Jerusalem, says the Lord. For I will give you iron horns and a bronze hooves. so you can trample many nations to pieces. You will present their stolen riches to the Lord, their wealth to the Lord of all the earth. So we know, New Testament believers, we do not wrestle or fight flesh, its powers and principalities. So this revelation, this image came to mind as I have been reading this the past several days and also pressing into the glory of the Lord. Perhaps, sweet friend, we have been surrounded on every side because the Lord has drawn them to this place because he sees you and I as his well-fortified women warrior to rise up and stand in that place to take the enemy down. Whether we're taking the enemy down in our own personal life or we're taking the enemy down for the sake of others, I'm giggling right now because I actually am sick. And I am like on fire. And this is what the Lord does. This is what his word does. This is what his revelation does. It fires us up and suddenly symptoms that were there are no longer there because his word becoming flesh in our lives, becoming real, manifest, living through us, casts out darkness, right? In the name of Jesus. And if that darkness is just little bad bacteria or viruses, that's darkness. Be gone with you. Anyway, I digress. I'm sorry. So then if we go on to Micah chapter 5, verse 1, mobilize, marshal your troops. The enemy is laying siege to Jerusalem. They will strike as Israel's leader in the face with the rod. But you, O Bethlehem, are a small village among the people of Judah, yet a ruler of Israel will come for you, one whose origins are from the distant past. So who might that be? The breaker mentioned in chapter 2. God is coming. He is going to move through us. We just have to rest in him. Not just rest in him in the sense of, oh, okay, he's going to fight my battles. Yes, fight our battles through us. By us rising up to the occasion and then standing firm. He will stand to lead his flock with the Lord's strength. The Lord's strength. The word says, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. If we've been wrestling and we've been trying to take care of this enemy that may surround us in the flesh, that very well could be why we're not experiencing victory, while we're not coming into a place where we sense victory. We operate from victory, not for victory. So from victory means from the power of his Spirit, from the truth of his word, from the revelation that he gives us through prayer. I say all this to say, one, and then I have a second point. Perhaps today the surrounding is that the Lord has trusted you with this battle to allow him to flow through you to take every single enemy from darkness down in the name of Jesus. Perhaps he's calling you to get up, stand in the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, which is the living rhema, spoken word of God, and your feet covered with peace. He's causing you to stand there and then just wield that bad boy, wield that sword of his Spirit, this truth of his word, the wind he leads you to as he calls you in his power, in his strength. The second thing that's on my heart is found in Isaiah. So I've been doing this study in the Old Testament on the topic of God's glory, and it's just rich, rich, rich. I have a whole stack of scripture. Just been making my way through Psalms. Psalms speaks so much about glory, 52 times to be exact in Psalms. And then we go into Proverbs. I found it interesting that Ecclesiastes didn't mention anything about the glory of God, which, I don't know, it's just interesting to me because it's kind of a, I don't know, challenging book for me anyway. But then it goes into Isaiah, and Isaiah mentions the glory of the Lord 48 times. What did the Lord say through Isaiah? Okay, so in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7, bring all who claim me as their God, for I have made them for my glory. It was I who created them. If you claim that God, through the sacrifice and atonement of Jesus Christ, is your Lord and Savior, he has made you for his glory. Not so you could have a better life, not so you could live the best version of you, not so that you could receive all of the blessings for doing good, not so that you could demonstrate all of these wonderful giftings or that you might even have the best fruit to bear, but for His glory. Those things will flow from those places. But today, if we were to just sit down and be honest with ourselves in God's word, in His presence, in the prayer closet, and ask the Lord, Lord, am I truly living for your glory as your word says? Or am I living for my glory? Am I living for my benefit, my pleasure, my well-being, for me to have this awesome life? What would the answer be? That's between you and God. That's between me and the Lord. But it's a question worth asking today. Because when we are truly living for the Lord, we are truly resting in Him and allowing Him to fight battles through our lives, that is operating from victory. That is when we can be pressed on every side and every single enemy will fall, and we trust that it will happen in His time. So I'm encouraging myself with that today as well. The glory of the Lord is so magnificent, but the glory of the Lord belongs to Him. Some things that I circled going into Isaiah, and I sense that I'm going to rest here a while. Let's see. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to any other. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare His praise in the islands. I have created them for my glory. I have formed him. Yes, that's Isaiah 43 verse 7 again. For my own sake, even for my own sake will I do it. For how should my name be polluted, and I will not give my glory unto another. The Lord doesn't share his glory. The glory is for him and him alone. So are we praising him? Are we letting people know in the public place that it's the Lord that is doing all of these magnificent works? Are we sharing this with them? Isaiah 58:8, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be the reward. We can be rewarded by the glory of the Lord resting on us. We can be rewarded for that by resting in Him, getting into His presence. All these things that we've talked about, prayer, worship, scripture, Holy Spirit leading and guiding, and us responding, seeking justice, loving mercy, walking humbly, being righteous, living righteous, then rejoicing in that, being honest, discerning. These are all other scriptures that caught my attention while studying glory. So those are the two things that I wanted to share today. When the Lord asks you to share something, you stop, you get it, and you share. I almost said you stop, you collaborate, and listen. Well, you do. You stop, you listen, and you don't collaborate. You don't put any of yourself into it, but you share what the Lord speaks. So I pray this was a blessing today. I trust that it was timely for someone. I'm going to take a moment to pray for you right now. Father God, we thank you for your word. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you live within us, that you are around us, that you bring the words of scripture to life for us and then in and through us. Lord, I thank you and praise you for your goodness and for your mercy. You are so good and so kind and so loving. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus, I pray today that we take this word that you have shared, Lord God, and it is anointed abundantly. And Father, we are able to move forward from this place and overcome any enemies that may be surrounding us because you believed in us and you trusted us to rise, stand firm, and take those enemies down where you have positioned us. Father God, I pray that we also see today that we have been created for your glory. And Jesus, I pray that as we slip away with you, that you will help us to see, Lord, where we might be living for our own glory or for the praise of men, Lord, and help us to see where we need to lay those places down and allow your glory to just flood in and come in and cover us, Lord. Therefore, allowing us to take your glory into any circle of influence that you have placed us so your glory can fill the earth. That is what your word says. Your glory will fill the earth. So, Father God, I thank you and praise you again for this word today. I thank you and praise you for the listener on the other side of these airwaves. And God, I ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you continue to speak to our hearts, bring revelation, and bring healing in spirit, soul, and body. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.